I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Monday, September 28th, was a beautiful and full day for Sarah Stevens of Moline, who was awarded a $10,000 Nation of Neighbors grant from Royal Neighbors of America. Founder of The Beautiful Project in 2018, Stevens works as an online curator and author of content that encourages women of all body types, ages, and ethnicities to embrace their bodies and to live in them more confidently, freely, and fully. TBP Online at TheBeautifulProject.com has grown into a multimedia platform that showcases stories of women who navigate the world in diverse bodies, life circumstances, and diverse worldviews. Many of these women are faced with the challenge that the world often expects them to shrink in order to fit in. Stephen says The Beautiful Project encourages them to take up space instead.
The Beautiful Project is a storytelling collective inviting women back to their bodies and creating a world where every body belongs. It is also an invitation to be full. That's why the name is Beautiful with two L's. It has nothing to do with moving toward a beauty standard. It has everything to do with inviting yourself to be full. What that has looked like over the course of the last 3 years is now a multimedia platform that invites, allows, and amplifies the stories of women. There are three parts to that. There's the blog, the podcast, and the photo gallery. It allows our body stories to be told in the written word, the spoken word, and then through photos.
Julie Robinson, Director of Member Development and Public Relations at the Rock Island-based Royal Neighbors of America, says that for over 125 years, the organization has tried to empower women to make a positive impact in their communities. And she says being able to provide financial support to Ms. Stevens and her project aligns perfectly with that mission. Nation of Neighbors is an award and empowerment grant that each year recognizes people who are improving the lives of women and girls in their community with a new or expanded business, organization, program, or nonprofit. This year, $100,000 in grant money will be distributed through the Nation of Neighbors program. More than $2 million has been awarded to grant recipients since the program began in 2007. After spending a decade as a healthcare executive, Stevens decided in 2016 to depart from her high-stress career and follow a path defined by her passion for supporting other women through mentoring. She became the first executive director of the nonprofit Leader, which matches young female professionals with more experienced mentors, guiding them through career and community involvement. She left at the end of last year and is now director of marketing and development for Family Resources. Stevens founded the Beautiful Project in honor of her daughter, Alana, who graduated last spring from Allaman High School. She and her wife, Becky, also have two teenage boys.
What's interesting is that once you land on the thing that lights you up, the thing you know you're made to do in the world, it doesn't necessarily feel like work anymore. So I poured a lot of passion into Leader. I still very much believe in that mission. I think it's important. But actually, the experience at Leader taught me that I could take an idea and turn it into a reality. And so it really served me well, because then when it came time to turn my own idea into a reality, I had the confidence and the experience to know that I could do it.
Stephen says she's yet to find a woman who isn't affected by the unhealthy expectations that society places on them to reach a beauty ideal.
I have never met a woman who doesn't have a body story where she learned that there was something wrong with how she is in the world and then spent the rest of her life trying to fix it. It is literally every woman I've ever met.
The Royal Neighbors grant will be used to compile a self-published book for The Beautiful Project in about a year, including many of the hundreds of interviews Stevens has done with women.
From those stories, the thing that I learned most consistently is that women are very open to this message, to this idea that I want to stop shrinking. They hear it, that it resonates with them, but what ends up happening is they don't necessarily know another way to be in the world. So they have what they've known for most of their lives, and so they're really ready and willing to release that. And so this book will be full of tools and resources for women who may want to now understand their relationship with their bodies, with food, and with movement differently.
Stevens wants women to shift their lens and their life to love and accept themselves. She also recently started a lifestyle brand that runs parallel to The Beautiful Project, including merchandise and a virtual yoga package. To see that, visit bysarahstevens.com. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.